Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in the South at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. If you are looking for some motivation to keep going and pursuing your dream in life, I think we have just the thing for you. We have Neil Middleton joining us live. He's the lead singer of the group Royal Bliss. He's here to talk to us not only about the group's success, its longevity, but also to introduce new music from their current project. Neil, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you for having me on, Cyrus.
Hey, man, glad to do it. You know, when we first announced last week that you guys were that you were coming on the program and was talking about the music you guys have created, you know, it was interesting the comments that I got. And, you know, I was still finding out a lot myself about Royal Bliss. But when you look at the success, when you look at the fans that you guys have garnered over the years, what has it been like for you, Neil, to know that you guys have done this being true to what you love so much and that being the music?
I mean, that was always our goal in the beginning. You know, when we set out, we never wanted to be just another band. And, you know, there's lots of different forces in the industry that kind of pull you in that direction to be something you're not. And and to be honest, we've almost gone down that path, you know, just go the generic route, just be like, you know, we got to try to make money at this somehow. But, you know, our roots and our fans always kept us honest. And so it's just, I mean, we've been extremely fortunate to survive. And, you know, I mean, the 100% the main reason is just our fans that have been there since day one supporting us and keeping us doing what we love. And I think we've gone long enough now that, you know, we're not going to go back to, you know, we'll never sell out and become that band that, you know, is just making music to make money or anything like that.
Right, right. You know, Neil, it's funny that you said that because I think that to be really good at anything, it does require a certain amount of truth. And for you to say that, you know, you guys have been true to the music, I think that says a lot about how you feel about it. So let's talk about you personally. When did you realize your own love affair with music? When did you know that music was something that you not only enjoyed, but that you wanted to be a part of and create your own?
Well, even from a young age, you know, like the Disney movies when I was a kid growing up, I loved the songs and I loved singing. And so from very young, I just always was constantly singing in the shower, in the car, everywhere I could.
Yeah.
I never took lessons or anything, but I think it was when I picked up a guitar for the first time that it kind of started to evolve where I was, you know, becoming a songwriter and really using music at a young age to kind of get the frustrations of, you know, being a teenager out. And it was really kind of relieving to me, and so that was that bond where just, like, I absolutely love this. I felt like there was, you know, almost like a calling, like I was meant to do this. And you know, the teenager growing up in Utah can be tough, especially
right.
If you're not the majority of the culture here. And so it was really my outlet. And then, you know, people really enjoyed listening to what I was doing. And that is a whole other addiction where getting on that stage and performing something that's so personal to you and sharing it with everybody and having them respect what you're sharing is, I mean, literally addicting. So,
right,
and it
right.
still is to this day. I can't wait to get on stage every time we play. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's a big drive.
You know, Neil, I talk to, because I have, you know, no real musical talent, so I talk to recording artists all the time about that feeling, because I'm always, you know, and to be honest, I've never been to a full-blown concert. I've been to, you know, cafes and things where, you know, have live performances, but never been to the arenas. And I can only imagine, though, the energy that's being transferred from that crowd to you as the artist, and then, of course, what comes back from the artist to you. You know, you guys have been, you know, one of the groups that has been able to find success not just online, but to actually have a real following, people who actually know your music, know you, and recognize the truth of your music. When you think about their loyalty to you, is that another part of the puzzle that keeps you true to what you do?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's we love our fans, and I mean, they've definitely kept us honest, and they keep us going. You know, we get, like, this year there's been, like, you know, I don't know, probably 20, 30 new tattoos, Royal Bliss tattoos that people keep sending us and showing us, and lyrics that meant something, you know, to them deeply. And that's that thing that's just like, you know, I want to keep going for them, too. Obviously,
right.
We have a connection, and we're bonded. And I think that's also why we have such a strong, loyal fan base, is they know how much we appreciate them, and they know that we're there for them. And I hope that we can keep doing this forever, and I tell them every show that as long as they keep coming, we'll keep playing and keep showing up. So,
right.
I mean,
right.
Rock and roll, any kind of music, any band would be nothing without their fans.
Exactly. Totally agree with you on that, Neil. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Neil Middleton. He is the lead singer of the group Royal Bliss. He's making his first appearance here on our program. We've been talking a little bit about what this experience has been like, to have the longevity that the group has had, but also, of course, the fans, too, and basically how Neil was able to find his place in the world through music. You know, talk to us about the name of the group, Royal Bliss. How did it come about?
Well, when we named it, that was back when we were, you know, 17, 18 years old, and we were doing a lot of high school partying at that time, you know, and we actually had a little reggae vibe almost to us. It was listening to a lot of Sublime and 311 and Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, and then also listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin and The Doors and Pink Floyd, and also experimenting with a few things at that time, which I'm sure a lot of us have done that. And we liked the word bliss because the definition was, you know, the peak of a hallucinogenic drug or a euphoric experience, like the highest you can be.
Yeah.
And so we really liked that word, like, oh, that's awesome, you know, it's perfect what we want our music to be. And we came up with the word royal, and it was like the king or the high, you know, the king of the highest you can be. And that's what we always wanted our music to be. We wanted it to be that drug for people that, you know, when we play or show up to a concert and people come to watch us, we want them to actually, you know, get lost in that moment, not think about anything negative in their life or anything else. Just, you know, enjoy themselves. And that's, you know, it's a drug. And that's what we've always wanted to be for people. So it's kind of how the name came along.
You know, we talk on this program a lot about the journey and how along that journey you have some, you know, the ups and downs you go through. The wilderness moments, you know, you're able to see the mountaintops and see the success. You guys have had a lot that's happened to you guys, you know, as a group and also personally. And, you know, it's up to you how much of that you want to talk about. But what I wanted to focus on was that you have not allowed these things to stop you. And quite frankly, there are individuals that you know this, Neil, who have not gone through half of what you guys have. And the first wind of trouble, they're out the door. Do you think that your, again, going back to your, you know, your dedication to the truth and music and its power, that that is what has kept you going, even when people may have counted you guys out because of different things going on in your lives?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, we've been through so many horrible situations, but, you know, it goes back to, you know, us just loving what we do. I mean, I can't imagine doing anything else. We absolutely love music, and we built this from, you know, nothing, and did it all on our own pretty much, you know, from the ground up, and gaining all these fans that have come to rely on us, you know, for shows where they're released as well. And it was just one of those things where we just couldn't give up. You know, as a band, we had sucked so deep into the hole that we had dug for ourselves. That's
right.
Like, we got to dig ourselves out. We can't just give up on this and give up on everybody that's supported us and made this happen. And, you know, I think every hard time that we've had just makes us stronger. And we've been through some extraordinary circumstances. And I do see a lot of bands, and we've seen a lot of bands come and go over the years that are amazing bands, but it's exactly like you say, there's something small, even minute, that happens that they're just like, oh, I can't take this, and go home. And I think that, you know, a lot of people nowadays don't realize how hard it is to be in a band and to be you know, a band that's actually semi-successful, you know, actually making
right.
money and generating income. It's, you know, you think that you're just going to start a band and it's going to be all fun and games. You get to go tour around and girls and drinking and everything else. That's just the way it goes. But it's not. I mean, nowadays it's a job. It's a 100% job. And I think we've always understood that from day one, that this is going to be our career. And it's not, we're not in it just for fun or for fame or anything like that. It's because we truly have a passion for the music.
Right.
And, you know, like me, I was paralyzed. I had an accident, bad accident, at a pretty critical juncture in the band's career. I fell off a building and lost the feeling in my legs. And we didn't know if we were going to make it through that. I didn't know if I'd ever walk again. And it happened to be in a time when our managers were kind of, it was interesting because we had record labels looking at us, and managers were pushing us to sign this agreement and this other label deal. And we had a showcase that week that I fell, but I think it was like a blessing in disguise, because it would have been a horrible deal for us. And, you know, I just promised the guys, you know, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to get back on that stage, and we're going to keep doing this. Just, you know, believe in me. And they did. They stuck by my side, and we got through that whole event and ended up having to pay a bunch of money out to our managers, and they tried to sue us and did all this other crap. And we did our CD called After the Chaos, which we were in the studio. A drummer rolled his car 4 times. My guitarist broke his leg. Another guitarist put a ski through his face and had to have his mouth, you know, wired shut. I mean, it was just that part there, I think, was the turning point for us, where it's like, all right, we're not going to let anything get between us. No stupid egos.
Right.
Nothing like that. That, you know, we survived this. We're going to keep on going on. And, you know, fans tell me all the time, if you quit, I will kill you. So I had a buddy of mine up in Seattle the other day, and I think he was serious. He's like, I will come to Salt Lake, and I will kill you if you quit singing. And it's like, don't worry about it. I love it. So.
Well, Neil, there is a quote attributed to you, and I want to share it with our listeners, because I think it kind of encapsulates what you've been saying. And I think it really goes for all professions, but this is the quote. We've always told each other, as long as we keep moving steps forward, we'll never give up, we'll never quit. As long as each year we advance as musicians and we advance as people, then we'll never give up. It's kind of like going to school to become a doctor for 8 or 10 years. That was our college, playing in a band. And I think, you know, if we can look at the situations that happen in our life as par for the course and part of the growing process, because it seems like, you know, great music came out of those situations, you know, the things that you guys were going through. And I think that's a great segue to where we are now with Waiting Out the Storm. I think that it just shows that if you keep moving forward, you never know what's coming up next. Do you feel as though your music is kind of like a journal for us, Neil, as to where you guys have been, where so many people are, and how you guys have been able to move forward?
Oh, 100%. I mean, all my lyrics are very honest, you know, sometimes too honest. It's stories of my life and where I am at that particular juncture in my life. So, yeah, if you go back to all the different, you know, back to our first CDs, where it was all about just drinking and partying and girls and blah, 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 you know, and then as you watch the evolution of the music, you know, it gets a little bit darker and a little bit more serious, because that's kind of what happens in your life typically, where,
right.
you know, you fall in love, you have kids. I'm married with 2 kids, and, you know, my stories are a lot different. You know, like the song Crazy we have is about being away from my sons, and so, yeah, definitely all of our CDs are a journal of basically my life. And I think even the way the guys play, the way the guitar gets a little bit deeper, a little bit crunchier, and the drums, I mean, it's an evolution of a person and music all, and you get to watch it kind of happen over
exactly.
a 15-year time span.
Right,
so,
right, and it's an amazing thing. And so the single, my producer Jeff's getting it ready now, With a Smile. Talk to us about that single, Neil, and how it came about.
Well, I mean, we've been through the ringer in a lot of different ways, and we signed with Capitol Records a few years back, and we were with Capitol for 3 years, and it wasn't particularly a good journey with those guys, just because we got signed, we were excited. It was Jason Flom. He signed us and Saving Abel and Katy Perry that year. and we were going to be his final band to really push and blow up. And we're just, you know, we were ecstatic that we could even be in the likes of, you know, all those, I mean, those great musicians and
right.
on a label with so many legendary bands. And we did an album. They were super stoked about it. And then EMI sold to some guy in the United Kingdom that made his money from rest areas. And we were just like, oh, great, here we go. And, you know, we struggled through that whole process, put the CD out ourselves, and then got off of that label. But our managers at the time were still wanting us to go down this kind of generic route, and wanting us to write with all these other people, and wanting us to, you know, play songs this way and dress this way and kind of become something you're not. And, you know, and they do it with a smile on their face and lead you to your grave pretty much. And, you know, just it's that, you know, kind of angst song against the industry that's just like, you know, they try to suck the life out of you and steal your soul, basically. They want your stories, and they want to use you. Like, in those contracts, they're scary because it's like they want your likeness and they want everything that you are, and they want
right.
to own you. And so this song is like, nope, I'm not going to do it. You'll never take me alive. And so, yeah, that's my angry against the music industry, people that are in it for the wrong reasons.
Right, right. Well, Neil, since we have you here with us, one of the great pleasures I have is to have the guest actually introduce the music. Why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
All right. This is latest single, With a Smile. Hope you all enjoy.
Well, I find comfort in not knowing in the days and in the morning when I find myself a little weak. When I can't begin to show it, they say it will get better. Will you ever hear the words I keep? Watch out. I can't believe it. I need to tell you.
That was Royal Bliss here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as through dcnowradio.com. We actually are joined by the lead singer of Royal Bliss, that being Neil Middleton. He's making his first appearance on the program. Had a great conversation with Neil today, talking to him about the journey of himself with music, the band, and what has kept him going and also kept him inspired over the years. So talk to us about what you hope listeners will be able to take away from this new project, Neil. I mean, the title is something that I think all of us can relate to, Waiting Out the Storm, which really to me shows that you kind of hunker down. You don't give up, but you're definitely staying prepared. What does it mean for you, and what do you hope we take away from it?
Well, first, that song was actually Wake Up instead of With a Smile, just to clarify.
Okay. You know, I thought I kept hearing Wake Up. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's just one of those things where the title's not actually in the song. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, Wake Up, I like it, though.
Yeah, I like that. That song, that's one of my favorite songs on the record. I actually wrote that one about our cousin who passed away in a car accident. And I was in the hospital room with him, and they were keeping him alive. So actually being in there while he's there, but, you know, the machines were keeping him going, and I was really close with his father.
Mm.
So it was kind of like being in that room with that family, and the power of what was going on there just kind of came through in those lyrics of actually me being in his position. But that's what that song was. But you're With a Smile, a little bit angrier. But, Waiting Out the Storm, I mean, it's you know, a lot of our, you know, like After the Chaos 2 and Life in Between, I mean, they're all similar headlines where, you know, the chaos of that record was, you know, we survived, and because it was pure chaos. I was learning how to walk again while we were doing that album. And then Life in Between was our record with Capitol that was, you know, kind of life in the middle of you're not really a local band anymore, and you're not really like the major national huge act, but you're in the middle. So it also kind of has to do with kind of being between live and dead. But then here we are with Waiting Out the Storm, where, you know, we've been in a storm ever since we started this band, but we truly believe that in the long run we're gonna make it out of the storm. And like you said, we're prepared for that day whenever the clouds separate, and we finally made it through the other side.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great message, I think. And I think the group, Neil, is a great inspiration. I think for everybody who, you know, is dedicated to something, who feels a real connection to something, whatever their profession might be or their passion might be, I think they can look at Royal Bliss, I believe, and say, you know what, this group had every reason to stop. And they kept going. And I think this it kind of helps you to kind of evaluate just how important something is to you. Do you see the group that way? Do you see it as an inspiration that way as well?
I mean, I've heard it from fans, and I've heard it from other bands, you know, where they'll tell us and just be like, you know what, you guys, it's amazing watching your story and sticking by. And even people that didn't like the band in the beginning, you know, that, you know, was just like super not fans at all. And they still might not even like the music, but they have so much respect for us following our dreams and sticking to it that they're, you know, they're fans of who we are as individuals, maybe not the music, but it's just like, you know what, you guys love what you do and you're not giving up. So, yeah, and I've had other people tell us, you know, that we've changed their lives, that, you know, they've been in hard moments and our music and lyrics and things like that, just pulling through some of the hardest times they've been through. And you know, it's a true American story, I think. It's like crazy, and you know, I have my kids now, and I'd love to stay home and be with them, but I also want my kids to know that you can follow your dreams, and if you truly believe in something, to not give up on it. And I think a lot of people nowadays tend to give up so easily, because a lot of things are handed to people. But, you know, we've always believed that, and exactly like my quote was, that as long as it keeps getting better and we keep, you know, making new fans and having new experiences and become better people and musicians, then there's no reason to quit. I can pay my bills right now. Sure, I don't have a beach house in California with a Ferrari or Lamborghini, but I have a beautiful home and a beautiful wife and two kids that I can keep fed, especially this little one, because he's 30 pounds and 1 year old, so he's eating plenty.
Right, right. Well, I think it's definitely inspiring, Neil, and I appreciate you taking out this time to be with us and our listeners. It really is a pleasure to be able to speak with you as well as to share the story of the group with our listeners. Again, Neil Middleton, everyone. The group is called Royal Bliss. You can stay in contact with the group by going to www.royalbliss.com. Also, they have a very active Facebook and Twitter page. Just check them out on Twitter, at Royal Bliss, and then you can check them out also on Facebook, looking up the same thing, Royal Bliss. If you actually would like to hear With a Smile, you can go to royalbliss.com and be able to listen to it there. Wake Up, though, was a single, as Neil pointed out, that we heard here. But, Neil, you know, again, congratulations to you guys. And I hope you'll come back. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
I love it, man. Thank you so much for having us. Much
All
respect.
Right. All right, man. I appreciate that. Same here. Again, Neil Middleton, everyone. Royal Bliss. Again, go to royalbliss.com for more information. Make sure you check out their music, of course, through our partner at amazon.com. And then, of course, you can find it on iTunes as well. If you missed any part of the conversation with Neil, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about, it looks like, 4 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CAWeb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. Just click on that link. It'll take you directly to the replay. You can save it, share it with your friends using the social buttons you'll find there on the bottom. And also, of course, be able to email it to those who may have missed it. Again, a great conversation. I think a very inspiring conversation as we're starting this week. Great example that not only Neil has shown through his situation, but also that the group has shown through his longevity, has been together since the 1990s, really showing what's possible for all of us. That's going to do it for us. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.